This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Students are wounded, but they haven't released many details surrounding the shooting at the Dennis Intermediate School in Richmond. District officials earlier saying there had been an active shooter situation.
I do what I think is right.
The nation's first lady opens up about dealing with nonstop public scrutiny and criticism, saying the media should, in her words, focus on substance, not gossip and nonsense.
I know I will get the criticism, but I will do what is right and what I feel is right for the country and for the people.
The first lady was speaking there yesterday to Sean Hannity on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Three people trapped since Saturday in an abandoned coal mine in West Virginia have been found and brought to safety. One of them was found Monday and able to tell officials where the others might have been. Reports are the group was looking to scavenge copper wire when they got lost. A better-than-expected report on initial claims for jobless benefits showing last week they dropped to 206,000. The list of inductees for the 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class released today, and this year's selections include a wide variety of performers.
The way she had been, the color of her hair.
That's the classic British band The Zombies, one of the bands to make this year's list, also including Stevie Nicks, Radiohead, The Cure, Def Leppard, Roxy Music, and Janet Jackson. They'll be inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame at an official ceremony on March 29th at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen getting 3 years in federal prison, and his lawyer weighs in on it. Here's a report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
You'll see Mr. Cohen cooperating with one or more congressional committees. He'll answer every question.
You're listening to Lanny Davis, Michael Cohen's lawyer, as his client sentenced in New York to 3 years in federal prison.
He has a hard road, quite frankly, with me when I first decided whether to represent him, to convince me that he has genuinely changed and been transformed.
Davis says Cohen, who worked for President Trump, cooperated with Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Now we have to judge whether facts are facts, despite the fact that his past 10 years have not always been truthful in defending Donald Trump.
Michael Cohen has to pay fines to the tune of almost $2 million. For lying to Congress and breaking campaign finance laws. Cohen arriving at the courthouse with his wife and children. He reports to prison March 6th.
And Rolling Stone guitarist Keith Richards says he's cut down on his drinking, almost cutting it out altogether. He's getting ready to join the Rolling Stones on their North American tour that starts in April in Miami. He says he still has an occasional glass of wine or a beer, but the 74-year-old says about a year ago he just got fed up with drinking. Remember, you can find us online, our redesigned websites at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, and it's what it's all about here at Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to check out the website, BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be visiting with Big Joe Egan in just a minute. From boxing to Birmingham, acting to facing Mike Tyson, if you can imagine that, in the ring. His seven-time national amateur boxing champ is going to be telling his story. Joe is the eldest of seven children from Ireland. Big Joe, as he's affectionately known, has led what can only be described as a life full of great memories, people, and events, but it wasn't always easy. He says, I started to box not only as my father was a keen boxer, but also to stand up to played round bullies. I had to learn to take care of myself and look out for myself. Now, his boxing came when his father, who, as he said, was an amateur boxer, put the gloves on to just see how, you know, Joe would shape up. Learning to box at the Earlsfield Amateur Boxing Club at the age of 10, Joe fought hard and gave all he had and demonstrated some promise. And we're going to talk more about that and how he found himself toe-to-toe with Mike Tyson in the ring as his sparring partner. If you can imagine, for $75 a sparring exercise, that's incredible. Big Joe Egan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Very well, Bill. Thank you very much for that lovely introduction.
Well, you have had an incredible background. I mean, who would have thought at your early age, being bullied around in school, that you would have experienced what you have experienced in your life?
Well, the bullies are in society today. You see children getting bullied. You see adults getting bullied. I hate bullies. Over years, boxing, I only ever had one tooth knocked out. I got two teeth knocked out by the bullies on the day I made my Holy Communion. Mm-hmm. I got bullied when I came to England because I had the Irish accent, so I picked up the English accent to mix in.
Yes.
And then when I went home to Dublin, I got bullied in Dublin because I had the English accent.
Oh, Lord.
So I learned how to box. I learned how to stand up for myself. Uh-huh. I've got four younger sisters and two younger brothers, and rather than the bullies beat on them, I used to jump back in and say, don't let them hit me more.
Right.
And I learned to sort of absorb punishment. So the boxing ring was actually quite safe, Bill. There's only one man hitting me, even if it was Mike Tyson.
Right.
But well, it's a great sport. You know, I love boxing. Boxing, first and foremost, gives you self-respect. And it gives you respect for other people. And to me, it's the greatest sport in the world. Maybe I'm biased because I'm an ex-boxer, but it is a great sport. And it gives you the confidence, because if you can get in a box, you can face anything in life, especially bullies.
Without a doubt. I mean, here it is. Starts with your dad, who was an amateur boxer himself, and he must have been especially proud of you. I mean, here you are, a seven-time Irish national amateurs boxing champ. And
to win one Irish title, Bill, was a dream come true. To win seven was an amazing feat, you know.
Wow.
And my brother won the Irish title as well, my younger brother Emmett, and we both won them actually on the same day one year. Mm-hmm. I won the under-19s, and he won the youth title. So there was a lot of celebration in the house that night in the area where I'm from, in Dublin Ringsend in Dublin. Mm-hmm. It was great to have two Irish champions in the one family and two Irish champions from the same area, which was fantastic. But I got to box for Ireland. You know, to represent your country at any sport is a major achievement. But the box for Ireland after winning the Irish title was fantastic. I boxed for Ireland 13 times. I fought against America a few times. Mm-hmm. The first international against America, I came second. It was a hard fight.
Right.
But the American was a big Marine sergeant. He was 28 years of age. I was 17.
Wow.
Had a lot of courage. Every boxer that climbs into the boxing ring has courage. I just didn't have the skills and the maturity to beat the man. He was a man. I was a boy.
Yes.
And,
11 years worth of additional experience makes a big difference, even in the ring.
Well, it wouldn't be in a Marine. Wouldn't be in a Marine as well. He was an American Marine, so a physically fit, strong man.
Mm. I'm a former Marine, so you're speaking. You're speaking music to my ears here. You know. So.
Well, there you go. The respect that the Marines have around the world.
Yes.
I'm giving you even more respect. You know, well, this man, he taught me a lesson. And it was a hard lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever I did in the fight impressed Floyd Patterson, who was in attendance.
I was going to ask you about that connection with Floyd Patterson. Go ahead, tell us more about that.
He was in attendance because Floyd was married to an Irish lady from Offaly, and he took a great interest in the Irish team.
Mm.
And whatever I did in the fight to impress him, maybe my courage, maybe my chin, I don't know. Because it was an Irish fighter called Paul Fitzgerald, the featherweight from Arklow. He ended up getting the opportunity to stay on America because he won.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever I did in losing impressed Floyd, and he came over and he gave me the opportunity to stay on in America. He said, would you like to stay on and train here?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes. Mm-hmm. I said, I wouldn't have the money to come back. So I phoned my mum. I said, ma'am, I said, I've got the opportunity to stay on in America. She said, you'll never come home, son. I said, I'll come home next year, ma'am. Anyway, Floyd took me to Gleason's gym. He introduced me to Al Gavin and Bob Jackson, and they gave me a couple of sparring sessions with a couple of pro heavyweights in the gym. There were men. I was a boy. But
yeah, you're still. Are you 17 at this time?
17, yeah.
17. Okay. All right.
But I'd left school when I was young, and I'd like.
But you're. What are you? 6'4", 6'5"?
No, 6'1".
You're 6'1", but still, 6'1". You know, I mean, okay, 6'1", 17 years old, and you're going right there.
I was tough, you know.
Yeah.
I was a tough kid, and I gave a good account of myself, a couple of pro heavyweights, and then Bob and Al said, there's a young heavyweight in the Catskills called Mike Tyson, and he's looking for sparring partners.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard of Mike. I didn't know who he was. He was knocking out men left, right, and center.
I'm saying you got bodies leaving in stretchers out of his
hospitalized and comatose. Listen, if you had a problem sleeping, Mike could cure that.
Yes,
he could cure for insomnia in either hand. He could put you to sleep with a left or a right. But I didn't know about this. I was a naive young Irish man that didn't know about Mike Tyson. Anyway, I just was happy to hear that he was younger than me, because he's 17 and he was 6 months younger than me.
Yeah.
When I got told that, I was happy as Larry, because I'd been used to fighting men.
Yes.
So when I got to the Catskills, and I was introduced to Cuss and Camille and the rest of the people that were there, and then I met Mike, and he was younger than me, and he was smaller than me.
Yes.
And he spoke with a little bit of a lisp.
Yes.
And I thought, I could batter you. I'm going to hammer you, you know, because I had that full of bravado because he was younger than me and smaller than me.
Right.
Anyway, we spoke about Barry McGuigan, and we spoke about Ireland and the history of Irish boxers. And I was actually starting to feel sorry for him. I thought, I'm going to have to beat you up tomorrow in the sparring. Little did I know what was ahead of me.
Right.
The next day, we had breakfast, we jogged, done a run, and got on the minibus down to get down to the gym, and there was a load of big men. Powerful men on the minibus.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, them men are going to be boxing together, and those two boys are going to be boxing together.
Right.
And they looked very somber, but they knew what was coming. Stupid Paddy here didn't know what was coming. and I was so relaxed, honest to God. I was so comfortable and
confident. Oh, I bet.
Yeah, I got to the gym, Bill, and we're warming up. And anyway, Cuss said, right, wrap your hands, wrap my hands, glove up. I'm looking around, I couldn't see Mike, I could see all these powerful men, all like men going to the gallows. Next one, I looked into the ring, and I saw Mike with his shirt off, pacing the ring. And I thought, a 17-year-old boy shouldn't look like that. He had the most phenomenal physique. His back, his chest, his arms, his neck. He just looked very impressive. Cuss pointed at one of the men to get in the
bar. Big Joe, we got to go. We're going to leave everybody here for just a moment, hanging on the edge of the seat to hear the rest of the story.
Okay.
We've got to go to break. More from Big Joe Egan right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Fully known and loved by you. You wanna go home. No matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known. Fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known. Love.
I'll tell you, there's something about that lyric, especially this time of year, that is just so precious and profound. Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Big Joe Egan is with us. We're talking, his life. And we're going to get into his new book, Big Joe Egan, The Toughest White Man on the Planet. We'll tell you why. Joe, I got to tell you, as you were relating your story about being on the bus, here's all these manly men and humongous specimens yes. on the bus with you, and they understood, they knew what was coming. You didn't.
They knew what was coming.
You're a young man. You're having. I got to tell you, it reminded me of when I went to MCRD in San Diego for Marine Corps boot camp training. A bunch of kids, frolicking on the bus. They didn't know what was coming. There were two Marines in the front of the bus, just looking at all the knuckleheads, going, "Oh, they." If they only knew what's going to shock their world here in about 20 minutes. And
I was one of them knuckleheads.
Oh, yeah.
They go in and spar with Tyson, and I didn't know what was coming. But them big, powerful men, they knew what was coming. But that particular day, he knocked out three sparring partners in front of me before I was number four. Wow. And I do tell people, I ruined a good pair of underpants at that moment in time because he was phenomenal. And the power, I wrote to people and I said, I'm training with the future heavyweight champion of the world. I knew then and there, at 17 years of age, he was special because he was phenomenally fast, he was phenomenally powerful. Because I predicted so much. I stayed on with him for nearly 2 years sparring, and it was an honor to share the ring with him. We were sparring one day, Bill. There was four white sparring partners this particular day. Normally it would be some black guys, but this particular day it was four white sparring partners. He knocked three of them out. I was number four. And he battered me from pillar to post, and at the end of the spar, Mike said, Joe Egan is the toughest white man on the planet. Far, far from it, Bill. I was the toughest white man in the gym that day. But what a great compliment from Mike. But like I said, if you're going to get battered, you might as well get battered by the best. I was battered by the best. Best of my era. I shared the ring with Lennox Lewis, had a good fight with Lennox. I fought for the New York Golden Gloves team against the Canadian All-Stars, and I got beat on points by Lennox, and he went on to win the World Heavyweight title. So it was an honor to share the ring with him as well, and probably the biggest win of my career, a box riding against America in Atlantic City again. I fought Bruce Seldon, and he went on to win the World Heavyweight title. I actually beat Bruce on points, and that was probably the best win of my career. I got to share an ambulance after the fight. I was all busted up. Even though I'd won the fight, I was in a bad way.
Yes.
And I'm in the back of the ambulance. I'm in a lot of pain. The adrenaline's wearing off. I'm all swelled up and swollen and bruised and battered. And Jake LaMotta, the Raging Bull, was in attendance. He was watching the fight, and it was like a throwback to one of his fights, and he tripped and he hurt his arm and he cut his eye. I didn't notice. I had enough problems in the ring without worrying what was on going on outside the ring. Anyway, he was brought to the back of the ambulance. I'm in pain in the back of the ambulance. Next to what, Jake LaMotta, he comes back to the back of the ambulance and he pointed at me and he goes, the heavyweight, great fight, kid. The best anesthetic I've ever had in my life. The Raging Bull complimenting me on a fight that I just won. The pain was just lifted, Bill. And to get a compliment from a man like that, we remain friends. That's the great thing about boxing, the friendship that you can build in the sport.
It is a fraternity, isn't it?
Yes. It's to me, it's the greatest sport in the world. And from my success in America with Mike Tyson, it encouraged some of my family to come over to America. My sister Constance, she's out in America now. She's out there 35 years. She married a man out there called Joe Macatelli, who's just retired from the New York police. He was 20 years NYPD, highly decorated policeman. They retired now to North Carolina. They live in a place called Apex. They've got the daughter, Lucia. And his father, Ralph Macatelli, was a chief of the Manhattan police. His brother, Dennis, was a policeman. And Joe is a fine man, and my brother-in-law. I boast about him being my brother-in-law.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of things, like I said, from sparring with Tyson and having the success in America, brought other members of my family out there, and I had some of the best times of my life in America. I boxed all over the States, and I've been over many times for fights since. But from the success of my boxing career, when it was over, I was in a bit of limbo land, and I didn't know what to do with my life, because everything I'd ever done was boxing. And then I did a dinner show in London, sharing a top table with the great Joe Frazier and his son Marvis. Now, I'd sparred Tyson for a Marvis fight, so I knew who Marvis was. I'd met Marvis, I'd met Joe, and I got to share the top table with them. And when I was doing the event, I got to meet Cass Pennant, who's a publisher of books in England, Pennant Publications, and half joking when I was introduced to him, Bill, I said, you might write a book about me. He said, well, let me hear what you've got to say. Anyway, he listened to my story, he loved the story of me and Mike, and he penned a book with a man called Ronald Graham, and Mike Tyson launched the book in Canary Wharf. It brought Canary Wharf to a standstill in 2005. Thousands and thousands of people in attendance. I know everybody was there for Mike Tyson, but Mike Tyson was in attendance for his friend Joe, and it was one of the most proudest days of my life.
Well, there's I think there's some aspects of Mike Tyson that people misunderstand because, you know, because of his background, things that he did, you know, even as an adult. But he has appeared to calm down quite a bit and, you know, make better decisions in his latter life, has he not?
The thing is, we're all only human beings. We're all God's children. And we all make mistakes. And as it says in the Bible, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. We all make mistakes. We're not machines. We're not conditioned not to break. You know, we do break down. We make mistakes. Mike has made mistakes in his life. He's the first man to put his hands up and say, yes, I've made mistakes. Mm-hmm. But it's Christian and it's God-like to forgive.
Right.
You know, and at the end of the day, he's conducting his life as best he possibly can under the circumstances of what he's had to endure in his life, you know. He's had to endure an awful lot because boxers come from very, very humble beginnings, Bill. You know, if you've got money, you tend to go into sports with a moneyed background. Boxing, people say, oh, boxers come from the gutter. That's a horrible way to say it.
Yeah,
boxers come from very, very humble beginnings. Mm. And Mike came from the most humblest of beginnings in Brownsville, New York, you know. And he had a hard upbringing, you know. He got adopted into Cuss and his family, and he got the opportunity to make a better life for himself. Like most boxers do, try to make a better life for themselves. But unfortunately, it doesn't always work. There's not always a fairy tale ending for boxers. It's like, you know, you try your very best. And Mike has tried his very best. And I wish him all the happiness in the world because he's a good man.
Yeah.
He's a kind man. He's been
You see that. You see that at times. And for him to come out and support you the way he did, and I've heard other stories as well, he is a bit of a dichotomy at points. But like you said, because he's a representative of humanity. Nobody's perfect. I mean, we all have our stories, right?
Perfect.
Joe, we got a couple of minutes, and I want to, you know, talk a little bit about your acting career because, I mean, here it is. You go from, you know, boxing, books, now acting.
Well, Cass Pennant gave me a part in his movie. He had a movie made about his life called Cass, and I got to play the landlord of the pub, and my fiance at the time, she's now my wife, Ruth, we played the landlord and landlady, and when I was filming the film, an actor called Tamer Hassan, who's a big British star, he said, Joe, you've got a great presence on screen. He said, would you fancy an acting career? And I thought, well, I've acted my way through a boxing career. I said, yeah, give it a go. Anyway, his agent sent me down for the audition for the first Sherlock Holmes film. And to play a character called McMurdo, I was to fight Robert Downey Jr. So I've gone into the casting. The agent said, look into the casting lens and say this intimidating line and give an intimidating stare. So I did that. They went, wow, you've got an amazing intimidating stare. I said, I've had to look into the eyes of Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis to try and intimidate them.
Exactly.
To intimidate a couple of casting agents was no problem. Anyway, I got the part. I went down to the read-through in Claridge's. My nameplate, Joe Egan, next to Jude Law, next to Robert Downey Jr., sitting up to Guy Ritchie, Joel Silver, the CEO of Warner Brothers, all the hierarchy of Warner Brothers. And Guy said, Joe, I've been trying to get you in one of my films for a long time. And I said, you're joking. And Robert Downey Jr. leaned in. He said, Joe, you come with a fearsome reputation. I couldn't believe that this man even knew me. I've gone on to be Iron Man.
Wow.
And he knew me through Mike Tyson. Anyway, we travelled down in the minibus to do the practice fight. And Guy said, how are things, Joe? I said, things are okay, Guy. I'm making ends meet. He said, has your agent told you much again for the fight scene? I said, Guy, I never even asked. I'm just so honoured to be in your film. But when he told me, it was more than I got in any of my professional fights. And I was deadly serious. I said,
wow.
Guy, for that money, I said, Robert Downey Jr. can really hit me. You can kick me as well if you want to. And he took a fit of laughing. He said, Joe, I don't want you being beaten up. I said, Guy, for that money, I said, I could do a few weeks in hospital. I said, I don't mind.
Exactly. Well, Joe, we got to leave it there. Great visit. Thank you so much for being with us. Author of the book, The Toughest White Man on the Planet, Big Joe Egan. Thank you, Joe. Take care. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of eastern Indiana, where police say a teenage shooting suspect is dead after a shooting incident at a middle school this morning. Police say no other students are wounded, but they haven't released many details surrounding the shooting at the Dennis Intermediate School in Richmond. District officials earlier saying there had been an active shooter situation.
I do what I think is right.
The nation's first lady opens up about dealing with nonstop public scrutiny and criticism, saying the media should, in her words, focus on substance, not gossip and nonsense.
I know I will get the criticism, but I will do what is right and what I feel is right for the country and for the people.
The first lady was speaking there yesterday to Sean Hannity on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not gonna hide. Cause the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far. To stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Thank you for joining us as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Our next guest, I think it's very appropriate. I mean, so much about the guests we schedule, I got to tell you, I'm in awe of God's hand on this radio show because guests come, and trust me, I get hundreds of requests because we are so guest-centric on this radio show. The guests are the stars of this radio show. We go out of our way, do everything we can to bring experts to that, you know, believe as we do, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, and brilliant, educated, scholarly individuals who come in with their topics that they are experts in. And we want to advance the cause of good scholarship and education, you know, through these interviews. And our next guest, Dr. Edward Shree, has a new book out called Rethinking Mary. And the reason I talk about the timing of this is that, I mean, here we are. We're in the holiday season, and we see the nativity scene. We hear about Mary, and we kind of pass through. And what this book gives us an opportunity to do is to pause and really think about this young girl who became the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, and what this all means, the ramifications, and how does humanity deal with this? You know, some people accuse the Catholic Church of over-glorifying the Mother of God. Others say, well, we just don't acknowledge her as she should be acknowledged, considering that of all the people and all the women that God chose, to be the carrier of his son who was going to come here to save the world, he chose Mary. It just blows me away to consider that. And so, Dr. Edward Shree, I appreciate you coming on the show to talk about your book, Rethinking Mary in the New Testament. Welcome. Dr. Shree, are you with us?
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yes. Dr. Shree, by the way, is a well-known author and speaker, founding leader of FOCUS, that's the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, holds a doctorate from the Pontifical University of St. Thomas Aquinas in Rome. He serves as a professor of theology at the Augustine Institute and resides with his wife and eight children in Littleton, Colorado. Dr. Shree, why this book?
You know, I call it Rethinking Mary in the New Testament because many people think that there's not that much to Mary in the New Testament. She only appears a few times. She only has a few lines. Why would Catholics give so much attention to Mary? Mm-hmm. And I would say this is certainly from our Protestant brothers and sisters may have that question. It's a fair and honest question. Mm-hmm. But I would say there are many even Catholics, Catholic theologians, that have a more minimalistic reading of the New Testament. And I would argue there's actually a lot more there than many people recognize. And so what I do in the book is I want people to rethink Mary in the New Testament, to see that in the passages in which she does appear, they come at critical moments, at the turning points in the story of Jesus' life, and they're rich with so many little details. What I do in the book is I have a deep dive into every New Testament reference to Mary. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at all the key references. I have a whole chapter just on the angel's first word to Mary, Hail. They're really unpacking all that's in there. There's so much, you know. I have a whole chapter just on Full of Grace, a whole chapter just on Mary's word to Cana, do whatever he tells you. And at every step of the way, every little detail in these biblical accounts in which Mary appears, they're just charged with great meaning, prophecies from the Old Testament, Jewish expectations, and lots of rich theology for understanding Mary's important role in the Christian life today. And so that's the purpose of the book, is that I really want to help seminary professors, theologians, catechists, all people of goodwill who want to know about the Bible, want to know more about Mary. I want to help them to see that the Scriptures offer a lot more than maybe is commonly recognized.
Right. And when you mention theologians, I mean, look at the thing about the study of God's Word and the study of God is that, first of all, you have to be open, you know, to the words of God. You've got to be receptive. If you are resistant, like recently it was reported, as you know, a professor who came up with some goofy story about Mary being violated by God. I mean, you know, people like that, they're not going to understand. They don't understand the word of God, much less anything that has to do with the mother of God.
Yeah, I think that there are, I would go a step further and say there are many people who really do love God's Word and are very, and actually do approach it with great respect, but yet maybe haven't been shown how the Scriptures really do promote Mary, give us key insights into who she was, and help us to understand various Catholic doctrines like the Immaculate Conception or her perpetual virginity. There's a lot more scriptural support for these things than what you would find in most textbooks that are out there. So you bring an extreme example of those that are kind of maybe a little bit off the rails, but even among like good devout Protestants, I can't tell you how many Protestants I've had over the years been contacted recently and just reaching out and just saying, you know, you helped me to see that that there is more to the Scripture than Mary. You helped me see she is a model disciple.
Right.
We can learn a lot from her. We shouldn't be afraid of her.
Exactly.
And that's in the Protestant world, but certainly even in the Catholic world, we need to do a better job of showing Mary in the Word of God.
Well, you're exactly right. I agree with you that, but my point being is that if you have, you know, the foundation of, let's just use it in current computer terms. If you have the software embedded in your mind to understand the Word of God, it's a little bit easier. I mean, you're going to be able to, you're going to be able to pick up and understand what we're talking about with Mary. If you have no understanding of the Word of God, there's so much foundation that you're missing out on before you can understand, you know, Mary, much less rethinking Mary. But I would agree with Dr. Shree's premise here, is that there is so much more to consider. And when you get your hands on this book, Rethinking Mary, and you begin to enlighten yourself about these, I mean, you know, spending a whole chapter on Hail Mary, I mean, when was the last time that I know? I don't know of anybody, Dr. Shree, that spent a whole chapter just on Hail Mary. You know, but what does that mean, Hail Mary? Much less the follow up, Full of Grace.
Yeah, well, I'd actually argue that Hail Mary is actually not in Scripture. It's actually the angel says Hail, Full of Grace. And so I have a whole chapter just on Full of Grace because, as John Paul II said, and even many Protestant scholars have noted, it's like Mary's getting a new name. Mm-hmm. The angel doesn't address her by her personal name, Mary. Mm-hmm. The angel addresses her as Full of Grace, which tells us a lot about who she is. She's the one that's filled with the life of grace already. And we just celebrated this great solemnity of the Immaculate Conception.
Exactly.
And I think this word gives some strong biblical support for this doctrine, because the word in Greek, kakaritomene, you don't need to worry about the Greek word, but I would want the listeners to know that it's a verb that describes an action in the past that continues to have its effects in the present. Mm-hmm. And so it's describing how Mary already is full of grace. And then this particular word, full of grace, is used, the one other time you'll find this particular expression is in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 6 through 7. It's actually the second reading we heard just last week in the Solemnity.
Mm.
And in that passage, it describes grace as not just like a general kind favor, God looking nicely upon her. No, it describes a real interior transformation. In Ephesians 1, it describes someone that has forgiveness of sins, the life of redemption, they're already a child of God. So when the angel Gabriel comes to Mary, you could translate this literalistically as, "Hail you who have been and continue to be graced."
Mm.
In other words, hail you who already have the life of redemption in you. Hail
right.
you who already are a daughter of God, filled with the life of God. There's a lot here that's showing, long before Gabriel ever got there, God is already molding her soul, preparing her to become the mother of the Messiah, making her full of grace.
Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Edward Shree as we rethink Mary right here.
Dan Perkins here for Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your veterans tip of the day. Songs and Stories is now 4 years old. During that time, we have opened relationships with over 110 hospitals, clinics, outpatient centers, warrior and transition units, vet centers, along with many private veterans assistance groups. We have given away over 16,000 MP3 players, helping vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide prevention. We average 30,000 hits on our website, songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, each month. As we approach the Christmas season, we have lots to be thankful for. If you find yourself wanting to make a donation to a worthy cause, consider helping vets by making a donation to a veteran service organization near you. You can also send us a donation to help your brothers and sisters by going to our website. Your tip of the day is to think about others in need at this time of year. Merry Christmas from all of us at Songs and Stories for Soldiers.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Live.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, visiting with Dr. Edward Schrie, Rethinking Mary in the New Testament. As he states in his book, this isn't so much an apologetics as much as it is about exegesis, which is, you know, looking at the Word of God and understanding its context. And, you know, so little has, I guess been declared about Mary. Actually, a lot has been in the Word of God, but we just kind of pass over it. Some religions believe Catholics are overdoing it with Mary. Maybe some Catholics believe that other religions do not give Mary the place and acknowledgement as the Mother of God that she should have. This is going to broaden your understanding and cause you to go deeper and rethinking Mary. I mean, there are, as we said early on, seems to be so little said about Mary, but, Dr. Schrie has done us a big favor. I mean, he presents 23 chapters. I mean, this is in-depth, you know, consideration about Mary, starting with her life before the Annunciation. Rejoice, Mary, as the daughter of Zion. We talked about full of grace, the mother of the Messiah, many, many topics that will, encourage you. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, will cause you to go deeper and have a greater understanding and appreciation of the Mother of God. Dr. Schrie, as we were saying earlier about Mary, in your book, let's go to chapter one and talk about, you know, what was happening to this young girl before the Annunciation. What do we know about her?
Yeah, the Bible doesn't say a lot. You know, there's all these private revelations and smaller T traditions out there, you know, about Mary's a life before the angel Gabriel ever appeared to her. But in terms of what Scripture offers, the inspired Word of God only gives us two little verses. And what we learn is that she's from Nazareth, which is just a small little village. I just got back from leading a pilgrimage to Nazareth today. It's a major city in Galilee. Mm-hmm. But way back then, it only had about 600, 800 people. It wasn't known for anything. There's no great prophecies about Nazareth. In fact, calls Jesus some trouble as he grows up. You know, Nathaniel's going to say, can anything good come out of Nazareth?
Exactly.
So I think it shows, you know, that God works in ways we don't expect, with the people we least expect and the places we least expect, in humble little nowhere Nazareth. A more fascinating detail is that we learn that Mary's a virgin who's betrothed to someone. Now, let's think about betrothal. In our world, in America today, when we hear betrothal, we think, oh, that's just engagement. I've heard many priests in homilies say, oh, yeah, they're engaged. But that's not actually correct. They're already married. This always surprises people. Mary and Joseph are already married, even before the Gabriel shows up. Now, in the Jewish world, betrothal was the first step of the marriage process. They exchange vows already. They are in a lifelong covenant together. They're legally bound in marriage. Mm-hmm. But they haven't reached the second step of Jewish marriage back then, which was the taking home, when the husband and wife would live under the same roof, and that's typically when a marriage would be consummated.
Exactly.
So Mary's at that first step of marriage. She's already in a legal covenant with Joseph. She just hasn't lived under his roof yet. I think what's fascinating is that most Jewish women were betrothed around the age of maybe 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about you, but picture a 13-year-old today having the responsibility of being the mother of the Son of God. I mean, that's hard to imagine today, a 13-year-old being even just married.
Just being married or just being the mother of any child, much less the mother of God.
Any child, yeah.
Right, exactly.
But in the first century Jewish world, that just paints the picture. This is a very young woman. And probably the most interesting detail we get from these pre-Annunciation Mary scripture verses is that she's betrothed to a man from the house of David. That's most exciting because the Jews know that there's all these prophecies in the Old Testament about a future son of David who's going to come, a new Messiah, an anointed one, a king that's going to restore the kingdom and liberate the people from their enemies. And so we as readers, if we're going through that, going, oh, she's married to someone from the house of David, that would give us hope, excitement. Maybe this is the family from which the Messiah is going to come.
Exactly. So, but then there were some that, as the signs were, it seemed so evident afterwards, at the time, they continued to look and they didn't know for sure. You know, one of the disciples knew when he told his brother, says, come, I have found the Messiah. But, till then, the questions and the signs that they were looking for and requesting, that they asked even of Jesus. Jesus said, I'm not going to show you any signs. Basically, you've seen enough, but you will get a sign, which is the sign of Jonah. And we know about that. So we know also in this, as you mentioned, that her name was Mary. So very little that we knew about her before the Annunciation.
Yeah, very just a few little data points. But I think the most fascinating point is what we looked at earlier in this conversation, is when the angel says full of grace, that that's the most significant theologically, spiritually, and it's showing us that Mary was being fashioned already. She was already being formed from the moment of her conception is our doctrine. But at least from Scripture, I wouldn't use this as a proof text, but I would say it certainly points in the direction of the Immaculate Conception, that before Gabriel got there, God's already with her.
Right.
Prepare her to be full of grace, to be this pure, spotless tabernacle, this holy temple, to be the house of the presence of God. And, I might just mention to the listeners out there, like if someone wants to get a taste of this, like on this topic of the Immaculate Conception, I have a free kind of like sample chapter on this very point we've been talking about on the Immaculate Conception on my website. And it's just for free, so anyone can kind of get a taste of what are we talking about when we're doing what you call exegesis, really engaging the biblical text, not reading into it, but drawing out of it? What can we glean from that about this topic, full of grace? They can go to my website, edwards3.com, and it's just for free. And I guess I think it'll give people a taste of what we're getting at here, of really drawing out the literal sense of Scripture and milking it for all it's worth and what it could tell us about Mary.
Exactly. And Sheree, let me make sure people understand the spelling, S-R-I. And, of course, afterwards, you know, this interview will be posted on our website as we post all our interviews, and you can download it. It's our gift to you because we're givers, and you know, share it with your friends and advance the conversation further on this. You know, and I'm glad you brought up earlier, and you kind of said, well, not to make a big deal about it, but it is to make a big deal in a sense. These are my words and my interpretation of using the Greek terms. This sometimes is what I find in the use of the English language, is that we're, even though it's a dynamic language, it is limiting. And when you appreciate the Greek, what the Greek culture and what the intent was, when you talk about full of grace, that it was before, now, and thereafter. And this is what God, how God does this time and again. But if you don't understand the Greek and what the original passage was stating to us, we miss out on something so profound to appreciate that, yes, we understand that Mary had to be chosen. I mean, she was a chosen young 13-year-old girl, chosen by God, but there was a lot more to this. I mean, let's go back into her mother's womb as she was being knit together. God said, this is going to be the mother of my son, as she was being knit together. And in that context and during that process, God was filling her with grace to fulfill her destiny and her purpose on earth.
Yeah, you know, maybe another example of this, you know, like as I mentioned, the Greek word, I don't want people to be intimidated and think, oh, I need to know Greek. Yeah. But what I do in the book is I try to just take the Greek word and make it really simple so that my seventh grader, son, you know,
right,
or daughter could understand, you know, this. And, you know, maybe one last example on this is the opening word of Gabriel, hail, mm-hmm, or sometimes translated highly, you know, or greetings or whatever. But the word in Greek is kyrē, and that's an important word. The word is a command, actually, literally means to rejoice. It's a command. Rejoice. And that expression, that Greek word, is only used four times in the Old Testament Greek translation known as the Septuagint, which was popular in Jesus' day. Mm-hmm. And in all four cases, you know what it describes? It's used to call the people of Israel, Zion, the people of Jerusalem, to rejoice because the Lord is coming to Jerusalem as king. You read about this in Zechariah 9:9 as one example. It's a call to rejoice. God is coming. God's coming as king. But what's most fascinating is one of those times, Zephaniah, the book of Zephaniah in the Old Testament, chapter 3, verse 14, gives a prophecy. It says, rejoice, the Lord, the king, Jerusalem, is coming to you. The Lord, the king, is coming in your midst. Mm. The particular expression there, in your midst, in the Old Testament, when you apply it to a city, it means in the midst of your city, within your city walls. But if you take that expression and you apply it to a person, a woman, it means in your womb, in your womb.
Mm.
And I think that's just so fascinating that when Mary hears the angel say kyrē in Greek or rejoice, she's thinking all those prophecies about Zion being called to rejoice. But I think she's got to be thinking in particular here, you know, rejoice, for the Lord is coming in your midst, in your womb. That's what's happening to Mary.
Right.
That not only is she called to rejoice, that, oh, God coming to our people, is coming to rescue us, but this God who's coming to us, he's coming in my womb.
Right.
So,
wow.
Again, just one little word.
Well, there is so much more to talk about here, Edward, that we got to have you back to further discussion. Edward Tree has been our guest, Rethinking Mary, the book, Rethinking Mary in the New Testament. It'll be linked on our website, and make sure you take advantage of his kind offer to download a chapter and get some insight on this absolutely free. Dr. Tree, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much. God bless.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-